this is fun. Are you ready to see the word come alive, I pray?
Yes.
Amen.
All right. We're going back to Luke. We've been in Luke on Sunday. We're back to Luke today. Okay? Chapter 4, obviously. Sunday, we spoke about the beginning of chapter 4. But tonight, I want to just kind of get you to wake up about what happens when there's evil spirits and what they do and what their intentions are. So, you'll remember that in the previous section, Jesus is really declaring that the Spirit of the Lord, verse 18, is on me because he has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor. Now he's declaring the word, and all hell breaks loose. The whole town wants to throw him over the cliff. And it is a big cliff, because we were there. Then he declares that today, verse 21, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing. Now, if that was in your church corner, someone declaring that a scripture has been fulfilled, I don't think the reactions would be any different. Because I can tell you this, I've had experiences where I declared the word of the Lord, and it was laughed at and insulted. And the insult came to me. And I was wounded by it for a little while until I woke up and said, it's part of the deal. When you belong to Jesus and you declare his word and you declare his truth, there will be some reactions. Amen?
Amen.
Not that you want them.
No.
But, okay? But, so we'll leave it there. Mm-hmm. Now, I want you to look at verse 28. All the people in the synagogue were furious when they heard this. They got up, drove him out of town, took him to the brow of the hill on which the town was built in order to throw him down the cliff. But he walked right through the crowd and went on his way. That's your future. God, you're all asleep. You see, when you can walk through a crowd and nobody can touch you, that shows you that you haven't awakened yet, that you're going to be like him. Oh,
amen.
You guys are sleeping.
Hallelujah.
Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord,
I'm waking up.
I'm waking up.
Even if the whole town turns against me.
Even if the whole town turns against me.
And they want to throw me over a cliff.
They want to throw me over a cliff.
I'll walk right through the crowd.
I'll walk right through the crowd.
And go on my business.
And go on my business.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's you that I'm talking about. The body of Christ. Okay? Now, what's persecution going to do to you? Make you go higher.
Amen.
Your wings are going to be needed.
Yes.
All right. 31. Then he went down to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and on the Sabbath began to teach the people. They were amazed at his teaching because his message had authority. When he was in a baby in the manger, he was totally vulnerable. He's now 30. He's not vulnerable anymore.
Amen.
Amen.
You need to see the contrast. You need to see that God had provided protection from the time he was a baby to his adult life. That includes what he's doing in you. Oh, you're still sleeping.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Ah, 33. In the synagogue, there was a man possessed by a demon, an evil spirit. He cried out at the top of his voice, "Ha! What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." On Thursday, I'm sitting next to Bob with my sister, and there was a gentleman who has a demon spirit in the next bed. A week before, he was yelling from his bed, but this week, he had a new position. He took his walker and took a walk down the hallway. And when he went out the door, he literally swung the little gate that was in the doorway. And I'm thinking, praise God, we're going to have freedom. All right? Because last week, the week before, I should say, he screamed and yelled all the time, and it was every foul language, every foul word that you can think of. So, this week, Bob was having a wee bit of a difficulty, and so I got a little bit serious with him with the Lord's Prayer. And I reminded him that you're going to be forgiven in the same way you forgive, because there's a person in his life that he's hounded by that supposedly, in his mind, injured him and stole something from him. Well, trying to awaken him on that was very difficult. He just didn't want to connect the dots. So now I'm kind of pounding the word home, and he says, "You're taking advantage of me." I said, "Yes, I am taking advantage of you." Because I said, the word of God says, unless you forgive, Bob, you're not going to have any freedom. He says, "That's what I mean." He says, "I can't win." As that was going on, our little walker person bounces at the door and screams at the top of his lungs unbelievable, wonderful, demonic words.
Excuse me, Pastor, you didn't know it, but he was waiting outside the room. I saw him from the angle I was at.
Uh-huh.
He was waiting, and that spirit was listening.
Oh, I didn't see him.
And then, no, you didn't. But then when you said, "Holy Spirit," and that's when he shot off down the hallway screaming and yelling and ranting and raving.
So, you see, I could have, out of my soul, gotten angry and went out in the hallway and said, "In the name of Jesus, be quiet." But I'm trying to show you something. That demon on last Thursday was talking to the Spirit of God in me.
Yes.
Say, "I'm next."
I'm next.
When the Lord allows, I will be tested. And I won't get offended. Because the Spirit within me. Which is the Holy Spirit. Irritates the enemy.
Amen on that.
Amen.
Aha. All right. Now let's go back to the word a little bit, okay? 34. What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Notice it doesn't say me.
Right.
Us. Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Jesus responds, "Be quiet." Jesus said sternly, "Come out of him." Then the demon threw the man down before them all and came out. Look at the next word. Without injuring him. Mm-hmm. Why is that important? Because you're not dealing with flesh and blood, and when the word of the Lord comes out of your mouth by the Holy Ghost, No one's going to get hurt.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, pause there for a minute. I'm getting a flashback, and you need to hear about this. When I was back at Grace Church, I had a gentleman who would drive all the way from the middle of Vermont twice a month to be counseled. He was on disability. He was, I would say, 6'6" and probably 320, muscle gentleman. Love the Lord, but there was a gnarling holy anointing on him when the Holy Spirit would come, but then it would be also the other that would come out. And we were on a road of repentance, changing our minds and forgiving himself for some bad choices. And it went on for many, many months. I would say a year and a half, if not more. This one particular day, I'm sitting in front of him, because I had turned around and went in front of him, and we were going into repentance, but that spirit didn't want to change its mind. It wanted to continue to stay angry at someone. So he grabbed my arm with both hands. My hand had oil on it, and it was on his chest. And he took, and he said, "Do you know I could snap that bone in 2 seconds?" I said, "No, you can't. Because the Spirit of the Lord is on me. And there is no way that you can damage anything in or on me."
Amen.
He said, "Have you any idea how angry this spirit is at you? Because it communicates, just like I'm communicating with you." And I never forgot it, because the more we communicated, the tighter the grip got. And then the enemy said to me in my head, "He's going to break your arm." What do you think I responded?
No, he's not.
Why? Because I didn't know in my head what to say. But my spirit knew, and he let go. And he dropped my arm, and I began to sing in the Holy Ghost. I walked around my office, singing and glorifying the Lord Jesus. And then a spirit of God came upon him, and he fell on the floor and changed his mind. Why? Because the Spirit of God is in me.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, you mean that can happen for Christmas for me? Oh. See, if you put this off into another season and another year, you'll never get the victory.
Amen.
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 Lift one hand to the Lord. Say, "Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
you are in me.
You are in me.
Because you have anointed me.
Because you have anointed me.
To preach the good news.
To preach the good news.
You have sent me to proclaim.
You have sent me to proclaim.
Freedom to the prisoners.
Freedom to the prisoners.
Recovery of sight to the blind.
Recovery of sight to the blind.
And to release the oppressed.
And to release the oppressed.
And proclaim.
And proclaim.
The year of the Lord's favor.
The year of the Lord's favor.
That's 2020.
That's 2020.
It's around the corner.
It's around the corner.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Oh, you're starting to wake up, huh?
Amen.
Amen.
36, verse 36. All the people were amazed and said to each other, "What is this teaching? With authority and power, he gives orders to evil spirits, and they come out." And the news about him spread throughout the surrounding area. Jesus left the synagogue and went to the home of Simon. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was suffering from a high fever. Say, a high fever.
High fever.
And they asked Jesus to help her. So he bent over her, rebuked the fever, and it left her. She got up at once and got the antibiotics and took a couple of aspirins, and she felt better. When you get serious and you listen to the Lord, the medicine cabinet can take a break.
Amen.
And so can your prescriptions. When you wake up about who's living in you. Oh, we got some reflections, huh? When you wake up and who is living in you comes alive. You see, Holy Ghost can sleep for 3 months, 6 months, a year, 20 years, 30 years. It's up to you. He left you in the authority. Who opens your mouth? Who opens your mouth? You do. When you speak from your soul, which is your mind, your will, and emotions, you'll have no victory in the realm of the spirit. And I mean it. When you speak under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you will have victory after victory after victory after victory. I got a text this morning from a young man. He called me the night before. The vehicle he was driving was not doing well. And he had probably, I don't know, 600 or 700 miles left to go before he would reach home. And so we prayed, because fear had gotten into his heart, because he didn't think he would be able to make it home for Christmas. But I got the text this morning. I made it all the way home. Instead of trusting his emotions, he called for prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Instead of trusting the fear tactics, he obeyed the Lord. He made it all the way home. Proof was in the text this morning. I wanted to talk about it on Sunday, but you know what the enemy said to me? What if he didn't make it home? And I said, Lord, is this out of timing? He said, yes, it is. You wait till you hear. And you have proof. Everything will be established in 2 or 3 witnesses. What I'm saying to you is, Jesus has been born in you, just like he came in a manger. But if he stays a baby for the rest of your life, he's going to confront you when you land in front of him and you say, what did you do with the baby inside of you? Oh, I wrapped him up in a blankie. Okay, I covered him up and I held him nice and close and kept him warm. I fed him when he was crying. I took care of him, but I never let him grow up. I never let him grow up. I never let him talk. Holy Spirit has been stifled in the church for how many years? 2,000 years. Wake up. When it's time to speak, yes, your word may be irritating some. And you might wake up a few devils. Won't that be a surprise? And yes, they might swear at you.
Yep.
Get used to it. Get used to it. And respond what the Holy Ghost tells you to respond. Don't respond with your head.
Amen.
Because if you respond with your emotions, what are you going to get? More war. Mm-hmm. And it'll encourage the darkness to keep on going, and fear will enter your heart. Yeah. Jesus is born in a manger, but he doesn't remain there. He grows up.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Jesus is born inside my spirit, and he has matured a little, and he's got more to go.
Amen. Amen.
Close your eyes, put one hand over your tummy. Say, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
If I've been coddling you,
if I've been coddling you,
keeping you nice and warm,
keeping you nice and warm,
now I'm getting the message.
I'm getting the message.
It's time to mature.
To mature
and grow up.
And grow up.
Use my mouth.
Use my mouth.
Use my heart.
Use my heart.
Use my hands.
Use my hands.
Use everything that's in me.
Use everything that's in me.
Because the Spirit of the Lord is alive in me.
Is alive in me.
And he's maturing.
And he's maturing.
And he's anointed me.
And he's anointed me.
To preach the good news.
To preach the good news.
To send and proclaim freedom.
And proclaim freedom
to the prisoners.
To the prisoners.
To recover the sight of the blind.
To recover the sight of the blind.
To release the oppressed.
To release the oppressed.
And to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor.
The year of the Lord's favor.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got it.
Heavenly Father, thank you.
Amen. You got it. You see, am I angry? I'm angry at the souls that refuse to let the Lord grow up. That's what I'm angry at. The mind, will, and emotions that want to control me never to open my mouth and keep everybody happy. But when the Spirit within you comes alive, Sven, you won't be able to answer, and I know you won't, but he's on your case. It's time for you to start speaking. There's no disability in you that he can't overcome.
Amen.
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 Yes. Say, there's no disability in me.
There's no disability in me.
That he can't overcome.
That he can't overcome.
And that includes fear of people.
That includes fear of people.
Or fear of repercussion. Or somebody swearing at me. Big deal. It will not touch me. I'll walk right through the crowd. And the Lord will be glorified. Amen.
Amen.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I know I was a little rough on you. I was a little rough on you. I was a little rough on you.